Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, if you want Tigers, Lions, we've even had the MLB state of umpiring, which if you were watching Tigers-Cubs this weekend, holy hell, was it a disaster. Odyssey.com Rewind. We wanted to just take two segments today. In a stunning turn of events, I mean stunning. This would be more stunning than like peace in the Middle East or the left and the right getting along. Kenny Cott is engaged. This really...
Hell of a setup.
This is stunning. Stunning. Bravo. I mean, bravo. But
Hercules.
Right. But now comes the difficult part. See, Kenny was stunned when we gave him divorce statistics. So we said, listen, let's just do this. Let's get Kenny out to a good start. Like, if Kenny's a horse and he's in the gate, let's get him out of the gate and into the race here. We don't want to see Kenny bobble right out of the gate.
When you said 60-40, I thought the 60 was the stay together, not the divorce. Oh, no. Opposite.
Here's the thing. I'm going to abstain. I'm going to let these three help you out with the callers because I can't give you much advice, except for I will say, retire the hot dog roller, okay?
I guess I'm part of the 60%.
All that's already been established in the house, so that's
yes,
living
it is.
There.
So, Evan Jenkins is joining us. So here's my question. Listeners, if you're out there at 4:15, if you've listened to the show for any amount of time, you know Kenny Cott. I mean, you've really gotten to know him over the years. It's a stunning moment. He found someone to marry him. The point is, what tip would you have for what Kenny is getting into? And really, if you have some tips for him. And again, you could love your marriage. You could hate your marriage. Use a fake name. The point is, I want Kenny to really get a good sampling from our audience, and preferably not ticket texters. I want Kenny to hear it from your voice, people. So right now, phone lines are open for the first time this show. We've had great feedback from the people. There's no wait time. I need 10 people right now who would like to impart wisdom on Kenny, either how to make the marriage work or what you're in for. Because again, Kenny has no idea what he's doing, and this is going to be a very exciting time for the show. I think there's going to be some great content.
I feel like you could just about say that about just about anything in my life. Kenny has no idea what he's doing. Just pull that. Actually, David, pull that as a drop. Kenny has no idea.
Actually, not far from the truth. Kenny's engaged. Give us your biggest piece of advice for him. 248-539-9797. Now, Evan, you're a very busy man. You are the nervous center of basically anything on the ticket that's not radio.
And I'm nervous.
Videos, socials, the little stupid stories they make you write. Listen to me. You have advice for him.
I have a good piece.
You've been married for how long now?
5 years.
Would you consider it a good marriage?
Yes.
You better say yes.
We're together.
I know your wife. She'll kill you. So listen.
Strong marriage.
It's okay. Okay. Build it up.
Maybe quite the strongest ever.
Okay. What is your singular biggest piece of advice for Kenny as he embarks on the adventure of marriage?
Think twice before you speak. Don't just go blurting it out. I've had to learn that one. Always. Jokes that you might think are funny at the time may not be so funny to her.
Yes. Roberts.
Always think twice before you speak.
All right, Kenny, think before speaking. That's Evan's. Okay, hold on.
Oh, they're switching. They're switching.
Yes, yes, because we'll get to right. David, I don't know, should give any advice considering he bragged about not buying his wife a Christmas gift.
That is true. Do not buy gifts and have lots of sex for lots of kids.
Booth. That's David. Give me the booth.
You're talking about Antonio Cromartie?
I told that to Kenny before, though. Always think twice.
You're like the poster child for, man, I really put my foot in my mouth that time.
I don't anymore. I think it through, and I'm like, how is this going to go over?
Evan got sent to the farm. He got broken.
I've always been very reactionary with everything I do, but I've learned.
All right, but the jokes you think are funny aren't.
I mean, they're funny. Don't get me wrong. They're just not funny to everybody.
Okay. Now, there are many things I could say to Kenny that would, in fact, not only be perceived as insulting, but would be actually insulting. I'm not going to do that.
Wow, you're really taking the high road here.
Wow, hell of a setup.
Way to go, Mike, not being a jerk.
This is personal growth. I'll say,
Kenny, don't serve possum stew.
She might like it. You don't know.
Ditch the Macho Man t-shirt. There are things we could do, but we're not going to do that. I'll give you legitimate advice. It is the biggest piece of advice I could give you, and all I could tell you is this works for me in my marriage. You must have set aside time to have separate pursuits. Set aside time. She's going to do her thing. You're going to do yours. And it's not quid pro quo. This isn't a hostage negotiation. You're not tracking what she does. She's not tracking what you do.
No tit for tat.
It's not billable hours.
No. In the space between, you have the things that you mutually love and want to accomplish in life. But if I'm telling you, any couple I know where they are just completely, just insufferably, like stage 5 clingers, it doesn't work. You can't be around all the time. It's okay. She go does her thing. You go do yours. You're always going to meet back in the middle. That's a healthy marriage.
See, that's what's good about working and doing what we do now is she's already kind of used to that, and that if I have to watch Sunday Night Football, if I have to watch the Lions on Sunday, like there's always separate times where I'm already doing separate things that she might not even be interested in.
That's
that
good.
She can go over there and do
don't
else.
Ask her to be interested.
No, I would never.
Okay.
If she wants to, great. If not, no big
that
deal.
That is my biggest piece of advice I could give anybody.
Okay.
Just because you get married doesn't mean your life stops.
Let me piggyback off of that because this is probably going to stop for Mr. Cott. Kenny,
don't say it.
Kenny has logged, can I say the
no,
actual
no,
amount?
No, 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 no. You can say it. I don't care.
In 2024, 165 of those calendar days were spent playing MLB The Show.
Huh?
In the year of 2024, Kenny Cott played MLB The Show 165 calendar days. 24 hours a day of those 165 days. It's logged on PlayStation.
I probably should correct it. It wasn't all at once, but
no,
it was,
no, no. But
the time,
the wait, time,
wait, the combined amount of hours.
Anyway, let me get to my point.
Hold on, no.
Play now, Kenny.
No, stop,
play
stop,
now.
Stop. Wait a minute. You
can see how many hours somebody has played.
What's the total hours?
Whatever 165 days was.
Times 24.
Yes.
What?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He killed it, man. This guy is
Kenny, you go weeks without getting a haircut. You couldn't take 10 minutes?
Slightly under 4,000 hours.
Yes, that's about
no.
right. Georgia Bacon, man. We were raking that year. I don't know what to tell you.
9,960 hours to be exact.
For any dorks out there, if you complete every task in a PlayStation game, you get a platinum trophy. Kenny should have like 7 of them on his mantle right now.
Should have a trophy case over
4,000 hours?
Isn't that awesome?
So, Kenny, are you sure you didn't like go out of town and just leave your TV on or something?
No, I just, after work, I'll get home, I'll put whatever game I need to watch on one screen, and then...
I mean, Kenny, you're about a year and a half away from becoming an expert. They say you need 10,000 hours of doing something to be an expert.
Well, if you combine the year before and the year after, we might be
there. I'm already there.
When you factor in all the days he's not sick, but he says he's sick, that's how you end up at 4,000 hours.
That's like 3 a year. And I'm also sick on those days.
72 hours, I mean.
Oh, my God.
So,
okay.
Kenny, play... Now, well, you can, because it's going
to
change.
There's
a little
gonna
bit.
There's going to need to be a little moderation.
It's going to change.
Now, can we get David to get a piece of advice here? I think it's important to hear from David. We joke about it. I think David's a good husband. I'm not sure with some of the things he
says.
He
has to be. They're still together, multiple kids.
I don't know.
I heard about this whole gift fiasco.
Upper hand early.
David does a good job because when he's with his family, he is the ultimate father, and you could tell... They still love him.
I think they do.
Or, I don't know.
I think they do.
All right, your wife said nothing but good things about you.
David, this is important because you are, and this is no smarm, no radio hyperbole. David is an actual marital counselor for his church, which is hilarious. If you're going to David to save your marriage, you're effed. The point is, David actually coaches married couples. Utterly hilarious to me.
Okay, but real quick, have you ever told somebody, you know what? No, just don't do this.
Yeah, this is the end.
Or do you have to say, we can find a way to make this work? Or can you be honest and be like, you two should have never have met?
If this is before they get married and I see some warning signs, I'll definitely say.
No. They're married. They're sitting down. You can see it's off. Are you ever just like, you know what? That might be the best choice.
Pull the plug. A lot of prayer.
At some point that'll come. Sometimes.
You know what? Let's just call it here.
All right, hold on.
So have you ever saw this dating app?
So here's the deal. Before we get to a cavalcade of marital counselors, the men of Detroit want to speak to you, Kenny, and give advice so you don't F this up any more than you're already going to. David, look deep into Kenny's eyes and offer him the advice as if you are sitting in the little confessional or whatever your little office is down there.
I don't know if this has been said already. I was answering phones, but I will tell you this, Kenny. Understand your strengths and weaknesses. If she's better at things that you're weaker at, lean in on that. If she's better at finances, you better lean into her if she's better.
Automatically, she is, because I've never met anyone worse than Kenny.
Just saying. Don't just be like, I'm the man of the house to do what I say. No, that's not going to work, okay? She can help you.
You can hand Kenny $10 million. He'd be broke in 13 minutes. I've never met somebody like this guy.
I believe in you, Kenny.
What do you mean we can't DoorDash the reception?
All right. No. You're out of order. Stand down.
I thought we weren't doing this.
We are not.
What we're not going to do is say he's going to DoorDash his wife.
No,
that
Kenny.
Is what we're
Kenny,
not going to do.
Kenny, I have your back. You're a problem.
All right.
Now.
I'll see you tomorrow.
What we're not going to do is possum stew. We're not going to make possum stew jokes.
All right. So we are going to go to the people, and they are going to give you their biggest advice now that you're an engaged human being, which is a stunning moment in time. We go to Matt to kick things off, 97.1. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys. I love the show, and I was dying. So just celebrated 10 years of marriage with my wife. She's given me a lot of beautiful children, and I'm only 35 years old. So got a little young guy advice for you.
Okay.
Don't do it. Walk away. Walk away.
Man, this segment's off to a great start.
Not where I thought this was going, man.
All right. In all seriousness, the best piece of advice I can give, understand what hills you can and cannot die on and walk away from the ones that aren't worth dying on. Just let her have her way.
Kenny, in essence, don't swing at the fastball low and away. It's on the black. You're not going to do any damage with it. You just got to let it go by. Okay, that's a strike. Yep. That's that's what Matt's telling you.
That's a strong start for advice because I'm a pretty stubborn guy and I do kind of plant a flag a little bit too soon with these types of arguments. So that's good advice.
You know, and she wants to go to the cider mill and there's nothing on TV. Don't put up a fight. Just, hey, let me grab my flannel. Be right there.
What if something's on TV?
DVR it.
Okay, all right. Yep. Kenny, just Matt is giving advice.
I'm here for it.
My advice would be the cider mill could be her thing. It doesn't mean it has to be your thing.
Well, it's already kind of an us thing already.
So. Oh, well, then you have no ground to stand on.
That is correct. I often find I don't have ground to stand on.
DVR it, go into the bubble like Doug does.
I want to go to Tom in Ann Arbor, 97.1. Tommy, your advice for Kenneth Cobb.
Hey, guys, this is Tom. My advice is to go to bed angry.
What? Your advice is to go to bed angry?
Go to bed angry. Don't hash it out before you fall asleep. You're going to say something you don't mean. It's going to start a bigger fight. She's going to remember it forever. Go to bed angry. Wake up. Make her some coffee. Make some breakfast. Calmer heads prevail.
So do you go to bed separate rooms or same bed?
Oh, absolutely not. She would not give me the pleasure of sleeping on the couch. She makes me sleep right next to her.
Oh, boy. I worry if this is good advice.
Listen.
Hey, man, 19 and a half years into it.
Wait, David, you're saying thumbs up to this.
Yeah, that's good. I know people always try to say fix your problems before you go to bed. You're not always going to fix your problem before you go to bed. Sleep on it. Talk about it in the morning. You'll be all right.
When everybody's all heated, the words come out, and it's like toothpaste in a toothpaste tube. Once they come out, you can't put that back in there.
And believe me, you might be angry sleeping next to each other, and then you just might fix it. Just saying.
Yeah. I mean,
David's in the kitchen cooking grits.
She's got a little poke in the back a couple times, and sometimes it works.
Okay.
What are we doing?
You know what?
You know what?
This is what we asked for.
So, Tigers, Lions.
No. We have people care about Kenny Cott, and they want to talk to Kenny Cott.
Kenny, I don't really know what to say about that last.
Yeah, that was odd. That was an odd one.
You don't have to say anything because the marriage counselor from Greater Life Church says this is by the way, if that's the advice he's giving to people, oh boy. 248-539-97. I've never heard of go to bed angry. I want to know, don't you mean don't? No.
I thought his call dropped. Like, okay, he missed the don't.
Yeah, before I switched with David, I screened that call, and I was 100% sure I misheard him. I was like, oh, he's going to say don't go to bed angry. That makes sense.
Okay, listen. Well, I mean, look, first of all, Kenny's terrible at conflict. So it's very possible he goes to bed angry because Kenny doesn't want to handle the problem. He doesn't like conflict. That's not an insult.
Oh, no, it wasn't that. I'm still like, wow, I wasn't.
Why do you think he gets mistreated by Kang every day? He doesn't like conflict.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.